Good morning. In this week's parsha, we learn about the Arei Miklat. The Arei Miklat, we know, are the six cities of refuge that an accidental murderer would run to. There were three outside of Israel, three inside of Israel, and if you were to kill by accident, and what that means in halacha is discussed in the Gemara Makos, but if you killed by accident, you would run to one of these cities, and there you were safe. But we know that the Arei Miklat were located in the cities of the Levium. And the question is why? They're already, the Levium didn't really have their own land and their own properties. They barely have their own cities. So why is it that specifically the cities of the Levium needed to be as well the cities of refuge, the Arei Miklat? So to answer the question, let's first understand, what is the goal of the Arei Miklat? The first and most obvious goal, it was safety, right? It's like you're playing a game of tag. And I got home base. Home base is the Arei Miklat. And there I am safe and protected from the family of the victim that had halachic allowance to kill the murderer. But there's something else as well. The rabbis tell us that those who are goled, those who have to go into exile, are the ones who killed by accident. And explains the Sefer HaChinuch in the 14th century. He says, Mikevan Shabbat Takala Gedola Kizua Yoda, since this such a great mishap came about, he has to go Tsar Golos Shashokal Kimat Tsar Misa. He has to endure exile. He has to endure pain for what he went through. So the Arei Miklat was, yes, it was a city of safety. And he won't be targeted, he won't be chased after. He can sleep at night knowing that he's going to be protected. But at the same time, he's in exile. He is in Golus, alone, without his family, without his support system, without familiarity, without that comfort of knowing everything. And in this moment of Golus, in this city of refuge, while being safe, he has to rethink his life. He has to think of what he did. And he has to understand what he has to do moving forward. Exile, Golus, is both a punishment and an opportunity. And living in this city saves his life, but also makes him re-examine his life. Hashem is waiting for him to do tshuva. He's forgiving and waiting. And sometimes in our lives, we need reminders, harsh reminders, that we have to start re-examining and restarting over. And now we can understand why the cities of refuge had to be in the cities of the Levium. Because the Levium were a makom Torah. What better place to get one's life back on track than in a place that is vibrant of Torah learning and spirituality? As we think about the 9 days, as we think about the Arei Miklat, as we think about Tisha B'Av, we have to realize that Golus, that exile, is both it's a reset. It's asking us, how are we getting better? If we didn't rebuild the Beis HaMikdash this year, how do we bring it back? And Rav Hirsch, writing in a letter in 1836, published in what's called the 19 Letters, Rav Hirsch says that what we accomplished often in exile was even greater at times than we accomplished during times of redemption. Because in exile, when we didn't have the same grandeur and the same, you know, faculties and abilities and wealth that we might have had when we were living with the Beis HaMikdash, but at the same time, throughout all of that, and all of the gullahs and all the persecutions and all the pogroms, and we still maintained our emunah and Hashem. And with our own eyes, we've been able to see that we've lost it all, and yet we've still stayed true to our Ribono Shel Olam. That's the goal of gullahs. That's the goal of exile. And it's a goal we should think about as we approach Tisha B'Av. Not only that why we are here for what we did, but if we're here in gullahs, if we're here in exile, how do we get better? How do we improve? How do we set our eyes on a goal of ultimate geula, just like the person did when he was in the Arei Miklat? Have a wonderful Shabbos.